Last week, council adopted a resolution it felt essentially fired the commission. Mayor Paul Schreiber appoints commission members who council then approves. The mayor did not attend last week's meeting. City Law Director John Barr says the measure council approved last week did not fire the commission members.
My opinion was, in effect, that their resolution was a vote of no confidence, and that was it.
So last night, Mayor Pro Tem Lois Richardson asked the mayor to present a resolution firing the commission. He refused. Richardson then moved that council skip the rest of its agenda until the mayor agreed to fire the commissioners. But her colleagues were split 3-3 on the motion. Richardson then put her council packet back into its manila envelope and left the meeting. I was speaking with Richardson when Councilmember Ricky Jefferson also walked out.
I'm hoping that some other council members who had agreed to do the same, that they're going to also. Hey, how you doing?
Yeah.
Well, you want to join in on this conversation?
I don't know if I have anything to say.
Okay.
Other than just walking out.
Mayor Schreiber said firing the Housing Commission would have put public housing in Ypsilanti in jeopardy, and he chided Richardson and Jefferson for leaving.
I don't see what the purpose is of leaving a meeting just because you disagree with one issue when there are a lot of other issues that we covered tonight.
The four remaining council members worked their way through the rest of last night's agenda, and Richardson and Jefferson rejoined their colleagues for a closed session on union negotiations. Councilmember Pete Murdoch was not in attendance last night. Bob Eccles, WEMU News.